How important is Archanam in one's daily activities? Yeah, Archana is praying, and there's praying as the activity and there is prayerfulness as an attitude. So our goal is prayerfulness as an attitude. The devotee is tries to be always prayerful in whatever service they are doing. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by a lady, Swamiji, will you please pray for me? And Prabhupada replied, I am always praying for you. Otherwise, what reason did I have to come so far away across so many oceans? So here Prabhupada was not talking about activity of praying as an activity. Prabhupada was meeting that lady for the first time. So when you are saying, I am always praying for you, so it is an attitude of prayerfulness. That he wanted the best for everyone. And he was praying to Krishna for the spiritual elevation of everyone. So for us as sadhakas, we want, for the spiritual seekers, we want prayerfulness as an attitude. But prayerfulness as an attitude is quite elevated. And praying as an activity is very helpful in moving towards that attitude. Now exactly how much we pray, when we pray, and what we pray, that will vary according to time, place, circumstance. It will vary according to individual nature. But the important thing is, we see prayer as a service to Krishna. There's a big difference between praying as is conceived in pious religion, in religious piety, and praying as is conceived in bhakti. Normally, in pious religiosity, praying is conveyed as a means, or praying is conceived as a means of petitioning God for something. I can't do this, God, please do it for me. That is, of course, one mode of praying. But if you see in the Bhagavatam, praying is talked as one limb of bhakti. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. It says, hearing about Krishna is one limb of bhakti. Speaking about Krishna is one limb of bhakti. Similarly, praying about Krishna is also one limb of bhakti. And all these limbs of bhakti, what is the result? It is said, Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhaktischena Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanyedita Muttamam. That these nine activities are the characteristics of devotion. And when these are done, attraction to the Lord increases. So here it's very significant that prayer is not conceived of as an activity to get God to do something for us. Prayer is seen as an activity to increase our bonding with Krishna, to increase our relationship with Krishna. So if we conceive prayer this way, that means when I have a problem, I can pray to Krishna for solving the problem. But we don't reduce praying to simply an activity to ask God to do things for us. We may see praying simply as a means of sharing our heart with Krishna. Just like sometimes when we are burdened by a problem and we go and unburden our heart to somebody. Now that person may not be able to solve the problem. But just the fact that we shared our heart, that unburdens us. So in bhakti, we see praying as a means of linking our heart with Krishna. So when we have that attitude, then now, praying is something which we can do much more regularly. Because we don't see prayer. Just as when we hear, now if we are hearing about Krishna, if you see, it's not that we are not expecting a tangible result, measurable, quantifiable result. It's a deepening of understanding, it's a deepening of attraction towards Krishna that happens through the process of hearing. Similarly, if we see praying as an activity for bonding with Krishna more, then that whole uncertainty that comes when we conceive of prayer as a means of asking God to do something. Because when we conceive of prayer that way, then the whole prayer becomes very uncertain. Will God fulfill my prayer or will God not fulfill my prayer? And then if God doesn't fulfill my prayer, then we start thinking, you know, does God care or does God even exist? We go into that whole zone. But if we see prayer as a means of connecting with Krishna, then, irrespective of whether the particular petition we have made is fulfilled or not, we will see that by connecting with Krishna, we are going closer to Him. It's like we are unburdening our heart and we will become more attracted towards Krishna. So that's how praying is actually very important in bhakti, but we have to understand the conception of praying in bhakti as different from what it is normally conceived. Then that praying can help us to grow in our bhakti very nicely. Does that answer your question? Thank you.